Listening to the Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Cannabis Hangout. I'm Saab.
And I'm Brannon.
In a previous episode, we answered the question, what are cannabinoids? And just to refresh, they are known to be the cornerstone of pain relief and healing with cannabis. As a part of our cannabinoid connection series, that is a tongue twister, today we are going to be breaking down THCA and the most well-known one, THC. So, Brian, let's dive right into these cannabinoids.
Let's do it. Okay, guys. So there's different cannabinoid types that have different effects, and there are certain ones that can provide pain relief while others have anticonvulsant properties, like when it comes to seizures. But the benefits of these chemical compounds are very diverse, and we are still learning and figuring it out scientifically to truly be able to grasp and understand how versatile they are and what their therapeutic effects are to our bodies. So with that being said, let's just start with the first one. It's called tetrahydrocannabinoid acid, cannabinolic acid, or THCA. So this one is a non-psychoactive cannabinoid, but when it's heated to a high enough temperature, it converts to delta 9 tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, which is psychoactive. So there's a lot of words in here that yes. We're learning. So hang with us.
Those are some very big scientific and overwhelming words, but do not worry. That's where we come in. As Brands was saying, THCA is a non-psychoactive cannabinoid that is found within the trichomes of the living cannabis plants. So although these are similar in sounds, they're actually not similar in their chemical structures and how they interact with your body. Both cannabinoids serve very different purposes.
Okay, so Saab, why does THC get us elevated and THC does not?
Beats me.
Well, according to our research and scientifically speaking, guys, there's these three-dimensional shapes of the THCA molecule. It's larger and it doesn't fit into our cannabinoid receptors, specifically speaking of the CB1 receptor, which is how the body gets that quote-unquote high feeling, meaning cannabinoids must fit into the CB1 receptors to have any sort of high feeling effects. So if you guys haven't listened to our endocannabinoid series, and then our first episode, the endocannabinoid system, we have an episode over, but we also have like the terpene talks, which does tie into these cannabinoids. And our first episode on the cannabinoid connection, go back. You want to listen to those first because it's just kind of helpful to take all the information in as we go.
Yes. And you guys be sure to listen to those because we try to break everything down in an easy way. So once you get this far into the episodes, you'll be able to understand the words we're using and the phrases a little bit better because, I mean, for me, I know they get very confusing and go over my head. So I know that sometimes it helps to put things into perspective beforehand.
Right.
But as you guys know, and we've said it before, there are so many layers to cannabis, which makes it bigger than just a plant. The cannabis plant has over hundreds of cannabinoids that are responsible for all the wonderful effects you feel when consuming cannabis, specifically for medical reasons. Did you know, Brannon, that
tell me some
that only a few cannabinoids actually offer that high effect?
Hmm.
So not all of them take you to that place of euphoria, but the most sought after when it comes to cannabis is usually THC.
Okay, wow, Saab, that's so neat, and that goes to show just like how many characteristics the cannabis plant can have and does have, because people totally assume that as a cannabis plant grows, it ramps up on the THC levels until it's ready to be picked, you know. But that's actually incorrect. I feel like a lot of people who are just now getting into it, mm-hmm. or like older generations of ours who never use, like my parent, you know,
yeah.
people who don't fully understand, like that would blow their mind, yeah. to be able to know that they can, you know, use cannabis and like it not be psychoactive, because like, what do you ever think of? Let's get stoned, or like my dad being like, oh, Brandon, you're such a weed head, or your eyes are so red. Are you okay? You know what I mean? Like just that whole stigma. But guys, the primary cannabinoid that's being produced is THCA. But the question is, how does THCA become THC, which is psychoactive? The simple answer, through heat and light in a process called decarboxylation.
Wow, those are big. Okay, these are really big words. Please don't laugh if you're listening to
this. Okay, I'm laughing, so do not worry. So this happens when the flower, it's grown through the sun, for example. When the plant is exposed to light, the THCA converts to THC in varying degrees.
So that's like when, obviously, when you're in a grow and they shine lights for certain times of the day, or when it's grown outside, that's going to be the process of decarboxylation. Yeah, whatever that word is. Anyways, so how is THC beneficial to the human body? Well, it is believed to offer an array of medical benefits and is commonly used as a nutritional supplement and dietary enhancements because it offers properties such as anti-inflammatory, anti-proliferative properties, which is which helps prevent the spreading of specifically prostate cancer cells, which I thought was cool. Neuroprotective properties, which helps with neurodegenerative diseases, and anti-emetic properties, which helps with increasing appetite and decreasing nausea.
Wowzers. All of the things I feel like a lot of people have.
Yeah. Or use cannabis for, which again, this goes to say that you don't have to get high just because you use cannabis. You could actually go use your cannabis your whole life and not get stoned a day
right that's what we need to explain to
that just is exactly why we have these series and break down cannabinoids and terpenes for you, just so you guys can know that it's not just a plant to get you high, but it's a plant to heal you. And with your endocannabinoid system and how all of these cannabinoids respond with all your receptors, it makes a big difference as to how your body is going
when you truly understand how it works and what the process is like. And we're here to help do the research with and for you. So you can just pop on here and hit play and get all the info you need. So with that being said, what are the ways you can consume just THCA? Well, if you've heard a previous episode with Dr. Pepper Hernandez, who we adore, you remember that we hit on cannabis and juicing that she talked about. And this is actually one of the best ways, is raw cannabis juicing. So what's interesting is that it's the most abundant one in raw cannabis. A lot of people who juice and consume raw cannabis, they do it for the benefits from the whole plant, but also because it's a I almost sounded like so country. I was about to say non-psychoactive way of consumption.
Oh, that was really good. I haven't heard you sound that country in a long time.
Oh, I love it when it happens. I'm an Oklahoma girl. Holler. Anyways, cannabis juicing the raw way, just like by putting the leaves and stuff in there, that is a non-psychoactive way. Like, you're not going to get stoned or high if you're doing it like that, because you're also not heating it.
Yes. And you guys stay tuned, because we will be doing an episode on cannabis and juicing with Dr. Pepper Hernandez.
So excited about that one.
In the new year. So stay tuned for that. But cannabis is such a unique and astounding plant with so many amazing properties. Honestly, a lot of the topics that Brandon and I do discuss on here are things that are also over our heads.
Yes.
So we have to be sure to do a lot of research through multiple sources just to be sure, one, everything matches up, and two, we're actually learning it, because everyone does things in such different ways with such different wording. So we try to combat all of that and put it
besides a decarbol.
besides the words. We try to do it to where everything is just really easy and fun for you guys to understand, and the many different compounds of the cannabis plant, the ways it can affect your body and life with and without the psychoactive effects.
Yes. It's more than just that. And like, that's what we're here to, is like, we are breaking the stigma of what marijuana, cannabis, chronic, whatever you want to call it is. And for people to understand too, like, it's not all psychoactive. And like, I'm sure some of you listening, like, if your parents or your grandma or your siblings, you know, like, they need cannabis, or they need it, you want them to use it as their medicine, you know, like, always refer them over to like some of our episodes or for us to like check out this podcast, because I mean, we've gotten a lot of great feedback on people being able to like show their mom the one that was with RA and cannabis, because she doesn't fully know, but like that helped her enough to know that she could use cannabis for her RA. You know, sometimes you just have to, you want to hear about it and you don't want to just have to hop on the internet and like do all this research or go find a podcast and you know, that you maybe not like. So anyways,
hopefully you guys like us.
So, but we love being able to provide you guys with a place to come, a safe place to come, a platform to learn with us and feel comfortable going on your own cannabis journey and throughout it. With that being said, I think this just kind of concludes today's episode, Saba. So stay tuned, everybody, for future episodes where we break down more cannabinoids for you, all the different effects that they have on the human body. And as always, Saba,
stay medicated.